If You're So Clever, Why Aren't You Rich? By Paul Shearer and Richard Turner. Starring Tony Slattery, Paul Bigley and Amanda Root.
Hello! It's me, Judith! I'm back! Anyone here? No. Right.
Hello?
Giles? Can you hear me calling? What are you doing, sitting in the dark?
I'm thinking.
Oh, well, first time for everything, I suppose.
And drinking.
At least some things never change. Did you have a good Christmas?
Good Christmas. Good Christmas. Isn't that a tautology or oxymoron, whichever the one it is?
Oxymoron?
No, that sounds right. Oxy, because I'd like to get some oxyacetylene gear and weld my mother's fat gob shut. And moron, because, well, that's my dad.
So Christmas Shea Horrocks didn't go too well.
I spent 3 days watching my parents do a 4,000-piece Death of Nelson jigsaw.
Oh.
And I have to go there year after year after year. The great river of life sweeps by, and I am trapped in a tiny whirlpool eddy in a stagnant, rotting mud bay at the water's edge, right there next to the sewage outlet.
Well, you can't exactly be in a barrel of laughs to be with yourself over Christmas.
We're not getting any younger, Jude. I've been a total failure through my 20s and 30s, and if that's the story so far, what the hell is going to happen to me when I have my midlife crisis?
You know, life can be fun and exciting. Now, guess what happens...
Oh, please, well, listen to us. Jude, we live in a vast, bleak, futile universe. There is nothing anywhere worth getting even remotely moist about.
Look what I just bought in the Oxfam shop. Oh, hi, Jude. A toasted sandwich maker for £2.
Unless, of course, you happen to be a total twat.
Who's a total twat?
You are, David.
Don't take it personally, David. Giles is depressed.
Yeah, he told me. Something about whirlpool eddies and a stagnant pond. Oh, I told him that was impossible.
Well, that's because you are a boring pedant.
Oh, I couldn't be in the same room. I had to go out.
It is pretty overpowering, isn't it?
I'm glad I did now, though. This toasty maker is a bargain of the millennium. Hey, do you fancy a Ferris toasty special?
Yeah, all right.
Oh, bien sûr, mademoiselle.
Paper. I'm going to write down a list of all the things in my life I need to change.
Oh, it'll be a long list, then.
And the first on it is not living with that Brian Nylon Burke.
Sticks and stones, Giles. I'm off to the kitchen.
Goodbye, twatty.
Now, Giles.
No, you are not going to jump to his defence again.
Shut up for a second. Guess who I met over Christmas? Christoph Tauzer.
Oh, the Canadian who directed Shoveling She.
Yes! Only the most exciting piece of theatre the West End has seen for ages. Two men from opposite camps, one a Muslim, the other a pagan, one protesting about the bypass, the other building it.
Drawn together in the depths of winter by that most ancient of symbols, fire. And as they talk, they discover a common humanity, a shared love of digging.
Look, I told Christoph I thought it was brilliant, and he almost offered me a part in his next play, there and then.
Jude, were you just by any remote chance wearing your short-skirted, black, cocktaily dressy, lacy, wonder bra sort of thing?
No, I was wearing something I'd just bought as a Christmas treat.
Right, was this sort of sex on legs type of dress?
Well, it's made out of this quite slinky see-through material, but that hasn't got anything to do with it. We had a very interesting conversation. He was telling me all about pagan sex festivals.
Jude, sweet pea, he was just trying to get inside your pants. And if you think otherwise, then you are just a sad, out-of-work actress. Then that is what you are.
Look, he's a very successful theatre director, and you... Oh, that's right, you're a fleshy blob permanently attached to the sofa.
Yeah, thanks. Well, not anymore. I think you'll find my New Year's resolutions are pretty comprehensive.
Yeah, I heard it all before.
Yeah, well, this year will be different, all right? I'm going to be rich and successful.
Practical steps?
I am going to start the new year with a bang.
I suppose you mean literally.
Yes, I do. I should go to a fabulous party and meet a rich bird and cop off.
That's a brilliant idea.
Yes, well, I thought so.
We should have a party.
What?
Why don't we hold our own New Year's Eve party?
Here.
Yes!
In this flat.
Why not?
In Stratton.
Yes!
You... No. You see, because I intend to start next year in the style to which I will become supremely accustomed. And that means champagne, decent party, decent part of town, and decent guests.
Toasty special's ready in 5 minutes.
Oh, sweet Lord. There is no way I am spending tomorrow night here in this poxy place, in this poxy flat, with you, poxy too.
Hi, is that Christoph?
Tis I.
Hi, it's me, Jude. Don't you remember? We met at Belinda's drinks party.
Jude.
We talked about shoveling Shiite.
Oh, darling. So does everyone I meet.
Black hair, brown eyes, red dress.
Oh, yes, not Jude the obscure. Jude the see-through.
You do remember me.
I remember the dress.
Well, I was wondering whether you might be free tomorrow night.
On New Year's Eve?
Well, I'm having a party, and if you're free, I'd love you to come.
No, I'm déjà engagé.
Well, all the best people go to at least 2 parties.
All the best people will be at the party I'm going to, in Hampstead.
Oh, no, but Hampstead died years ago. Artistically speaking, Streatham's the place.
Where?
Streatham! It's London's equivalent of the Quartier Latin. There'll be loads of people here. I mean, look, I'd love it if you were here when the kissing starts. I thought we were having a really interesting conversation the other night. I wanted it to continue.
Are we talking about the same conversation?
I think so.
I'll be there.
Great. Look, I'll give you the address.
A party?
Yes.
What, tomorrow night?
Yes.
How do we get everything ready in time?
It's quite easy. We phone up, invite people, go to the corner shop, buy drinks and nibbles. Instant party.
I suppose you'd want to use my stereo.
Yes, please. Well, pretty, please.
Hey, I could make up a special tape on quarter inch. Another of my Oxfam bargains.
David,
no stereo otherwise.
All right.
Ah, here's your toasty. I could make toasties for everyone at this party.
No, I just thought about getting baguettes and a big slab of cheese.
No toasties, no party.
Oh, okay. But you'll definitely help.
Well, I don't know yet.
You could invite girls.
What about Giles?
Oh, don't worry about him. He's definitely not coming. He's not even invited.
Well, why don't you say so? Count me in.
He's out trying to get himself invited to a posh party.
Piers, me old mucker. How are you?
Oh, fine. How are you? Last I heard, someone said they'd seen you in a morgue.
Ha! Morgue! No, I've been in Streatham.
Oh, that's right. They said it was like a morgue.
Oh, right. Oh, buy me a drink, will you? I'm afraid I'm a bit short.
Yeah, same old Giles, then. Old peculiar?
Yeah, please.
2 pints, please, love. You realise I shouldn't be seeing you? You know, you've been cast into the social wilderness. You haven't just been sent to Coventry. You've been sent to a leper colony, like, inside Coventry.
Oh, so that's why no party invites. I have been Fergied.
There you are, sir. £3.80.
I'm only here because we go back such a long way. You know, fellow cherub and all that.
Oh, yeah? Yes, great. Yes.
Zigga, hubba, oi, yeah?
Oi. Look, I appreciate it, Piers. Exactly what did I do wrong?
Charlie Scott Barrett's wedding.
No, remind me, I was a bit squiffy at the time.
You followed Susan into the toilets.
Oh, that.
Yeah. You exposed yourself to her?
She told you that?
She told everyone that.
And that's the official version of events, is it?
Yep.
Or what if I said to you that she was the one who was in fact giving me the come-on and that any exposure that happened in the toilet was her doing?
Yeah, I might believe you. Doesn't get round the fact that she was the bride. I mean, call me old-fashioned, but unless you're the groom, you don't shank the bride on the actual day.
All right. Oh, right, I was a little bit naughty. But that was the old me. All that's going to change. I'm going to reform. I'm putting myself on the eligible list. I'm settling down everything. Hmm. Oh, come on, you're the man with the connections, Piers. I want to get back into the social thick.
Tricky.
Look, I've got to start the new year in style. I want to be at the swankiest of swanky parties with all the swanky people. Huh?
Well, here's your problem. Party one. Super swanky. Started 2 days ago. It goes on for another week.
But it sounds ideal.
Yeah. It's an absolute orgy.
Yes.
And is in Charlotte Timpson's chateau in the Pyrenees.
Shit.
Yeah, you can't afford it. You can't even afford to think about it. These people think nothing of concording to New York for coffee.
Right.
Party two. Charles Scott Barrett.
Oh, God. I mean, which one are you going to? Why can't I just tag along with you?
No, Ken.
Oh, no, come on, don't tell me you're staying in with a cup of Horlicks.
I'm off to Bonker Bissett's gaff in the country. It's small scale, you know, a dinner for 20, three-day house party kind of thing.
Right.
I could see how things are with the Scott Barrett thing, if you like, as a sort of you-scratch-my-back sort of thing.
What's my side of the deal?
My cousin's staying with me, and I don't want to drag her all the way down to Darkest Dorset.
Go on.
Take her out tomorrow night. You like her. She's got all the right settling down qualifications.
Such as?
Well, she quit school at 16, scraped 4 GCSEs, I think. She's done her nursery school teaching year.
Go on.
2 years helping her friend Susan cook canapes for corporate cocktail party functions.
Yes.
And she rounded off her sex education that she received in the dorm by picking up some truly filthy habits working as a chalet girl.
Oh, but this sounds ideal. Where's the catch?
Well, she's a bit of a wild child.
Ah, my kind of girl. A party animal.
Right. Salsa with kettle chips, peanuts and raisins, Bombay mix.
We should have gone to the supermarket. It's pricey in here.
Think of it as an investment. If all goes according to plan, I'll end up with a job.
How come?
Well, Christoph Tauzer. He's coming and he's looking for people and ideas for his next production.
Chateau Baron de Mont-Saint-Michel. What's so special about that?
Look, it's only 20 pence more, but look at the label. It just shouts French wine at you. It's the art of illusion, David. Parties are like theatre. It's got to look good, and in order to enjoy it, you've got to get people drunk.
But they'll throw up everywhere.
You seem to have a very low opinion of your friends.
It's your friends I'm worried about. None of mine are coming.
What? You said you were going to invite loads of people.
Well, I invited them, but they're all off on this annual cycling tour of the Breckens.
£167.35.
Oh, right, here's my card. Have you invited anyone?
Yeah, Tim.
Oh, not that complete moron who lives with his mum on a council estate.
He's not a moron. He's a bit shy and a bit slow, that's all.
Oh, this is a disaster.
Fine there.
And that's your guest list. Tim.
Yes?
We are having a party for 4 people.
What about your friends?
I couldn't invite my girlfriends because they'd just make a beeline straight for Christoph. And I couldn't invite any male friends because they are all ex-boyfriends. I didn't want Christoph to get the wrong impression.
Can't we just cancel?
What about all this stuff? We've got to get back and start phoning around. We have to have more people. And they have to be interesting. I promise Christoph, interesting.
Hi, is that Lizzie?
Are you from the press?
The press, no, it's Giles.
Oh, what's the bloody point?
Of what?
Not one journalist has called. You go out on the town, behave really badly, and no one takes any notice.
Well, when you say really badly...
I was sitting on someone's lap at Harper's, and I started doing a bit of lap dancing. I was only sitting on a junior minister. I was sure someone from the press would ring.
Well, some Blairite spin doctor probably had the story spiked.
Maybe it was the spin doctor I was sitting on. I thought I might get at least a few column inches out of it.
Well, I'm getting a few column inches just thinking about it. Woof.
That's funny. Mm. Yeah, I like people with a sense of humour. We should go out sometime.
Look, that's why I'm phoning. Now, Piers suggested that...
Piers, a bastard or a poppet. I can't remember.
He's your cousin.
Oh, that's Piers. Definitely a bastard. Do you know, he's gone off and left me on New Year's Eve with some boring friend of his.
Ah, and I'm the boring friend. Except that I'm not boring. And we are going to a swanky party.
Whose party is it?
It's the... Are any of your friends having one?
Tanya,
great. Let's go there.
Darling.
Of course she did, yes.
There's only one party worth being seen at.
Oh, that one, yes. And where is that?
Well, Charlie and Susan Scott Barrett's, of course.
Oh, yes. Did Piers say he'd spoken to them at all?
No. Oh, please, 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 please. Let's go there.
Yes, let's. It's my party.
Hopeless.
I've got 16 no's, 2 grudging maybes, and a half promise from a friend who's in an experimental pantomime at the Drill Hall that's 4 hours long and doesn't finish until 11:45. How did you get on?
Well, I doubled my guest list. Tim's bringing his cousin.
Oh, great. I told Christoph Streatham is the place to be.
Well, it is in a way. I mean, there's loads of famous people live around here, you know.
Like who? Cynthia Payne?
No, proper famous people. Jeremy Hardy.
One comic doesn't add up to the Cartier Latin, does it?
This party wasn't my idea, you know. I told you they need a lot of organising.
Hiya. Now, everything all right for this evening?
Yes, thanks.
Of course, I mean, with you two hosting it.
Everything's fine, actually, Giles.
Mulled wine. Ooh, and nibbles.
And toasties.
Gosh. Well, I shall be toasting the new year with Vintage Crew.
It's people that make parties, Giles.
Oh, I agree. And I'm escorting a rich, spoiled It Girl super babe I'm anticipating will be drop-dead gorgeous.
Anticipating? Do you mean you haven't met her?
No, but she comes highly recommended, provided we can get into the party.
Oh, provided you can get in? Oh, you haven't been invited anywhere then.
David, I've got a list of parties as long as your arm. Just got to decide which one.
Good. Well, I hope you have a lovely time. The party of the year is going to be here in Streatham.
Oh, Jude! Jude! Someone's here!
Well, open the door and let them in!
All right. Oh, Tim.
Hello. This is Lynette. She's my cousin.
Oh.
Ah, you're a girl.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. I just don't associate Tim with attractive girls, that's all. He's always going on about how he doesn't know any.
Can we come in? It's cold out here.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Come in. Can I take your coats?
Thanks.
Oh, lovely dress.
She's a girl. She wears dresses. She's got bosoms. Can I have a beer?
We haven't got any beer.
No beer? What kind of party is this then?
We've got mulled wine.
What's that when it's at home?
It's wine that's been mulled. Stop being rude, Tim.
It's all right, Lynette. I'm used to him. come through.
Well?
Well, what? Do you notice anything?
I've noticed you haven't got me a drink yet.
Look, you don't hear anything unusual?
A cuckoo. On New Year's Eve.
No, it's a tape recording.
Is that an old quarter-inch tape?
Yeah, I recorded it last year on Tooting Bet Common.
Great.
I thought it'd be good ambient sound for tonight. Make us feel all warm.
Giles, I am bloody freezing.
Yes, I know, it's a bit nippy. I was just hoping to see lots of people arriving.
We're way too early. No decent party's going to get going for at least an hour.
I can bloody remember which house is the Scott Barretts.
Why don't you just knock on a door and ask?
And what if I get it wrong? You know what they're like in this area? We'd be pounced on by SAS-style security men.
Well, at least it'd be a bit of bloody excitement.
All right. I'm sure someone will be along soon.
Oh, I'm going to the Puss in Boots.
I beg your pardon?
It's a wine bar on the corner, indoors, in the wall.
Oh, right, I'll come and get you in a moment.
Don't be too long, or I might just have to stand you up.
Righto. God, it's cold. Now, righto. Here we go. Just pretend that the whole of the rest of your life depends on it.
I'll get it, darling.
Okay.
You've got a bloody nerve.
Ooh, I'm not the one who's been telling Porky's about what went on in that toilet.
What do you want?
I've got to come to your party.
Charles will kill you if you're so much as peeping through the window.
But I'm bringing someone.
It wouldn't make any difference.
Look, it wasn't that bad.
It was the way I told it. It was my wedding day, remember?
Is everything all right, darling?
You either go now, or you can go after Charles has beaten the crap out of you. Or when the police turn up and help Charles beat the crap out of you.
I'll go quietly then.
It's just Amanda from next door.
What's she want?
She wants to borrow a cup of sugar.
Okay.
He really is very thick, isn't he?
Yes. Years of inbreeding. Lots of money, though. You were fun, Giles, but you don't really cut the mustard.
Oh, well, pardon me for lacking certain ruthless qualities.
I recorded this at Brighton Beach 2 years ago.
I thought it sounded familiar. I'm a student at Brighton.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I studied in electronics.
Oh, so that's how you knew about the quarter-inch tape?
Yeah.
That's incredible. You know, I've never actually met anyone who I've got so much in common with.
Me neither.
Oh, no, here comes another one.
Hello, Tim.
Oh, you look great.
Thank you.
You've got lovely bosoms.
Tim, stop being rude.
How can the truth be rude?
You must be Tim's cousin.
Yeah, this one I did at London Zoo.
David fancies her. He's playing her all his tapes.
I'm sure she'd rather have music, David.
No, I really like them. They're different.
Well, I'm going to fast forward to one you'll really go crazy for.
Lovely mulled wine. Can I have some more?
Oh, yeah. Help yourself.
If he gets off with her, that just leaves you and me to see the new year in. I can't get off with her, you see, because she's my cousin. It's not allowed. At least that's what my mum keeps telling me.
You live with your mum, don't you?
Mm.
You don't really get out much, do you?
No.
I did this one at Beachy Head.
Giles! I'd almost given up on you.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Terribly sorry.
I bumped into an old friend of mine. He helps me out.
How do you do, mate? Bradley. Yeah, I'll look after you, you know what I mean?
He just looked after me very well.
Right.
Well, it's New Year's Eve, innit? It's party night. Bradley makes sure everyone's having a good time.
Yeah. What's this?
It's the Streatham to Victoria train. But it's one of the old ones, you know, before the introduction of the new rolling stock.
Wow. That's sort of a bit sad in a way, isn't it?
It's relentless march of time. It's what Hogmanay is all about. Even in the bleak midwinter, there's new growth to celebrate.
You're quite deep, aren't you?
But your glass is empty.
Yeah.
I'll get you some more.
David, I thought you were going to put some music on.
Yeah, David, put something smoochy on.
Oh, there's only two recordings left.
Oh, I want to have a dance with Jude.
Yes, David, let's hear them. I'll go.
Oh, hi.
Christoph, come in.
I left Hampstead ages ago. Traffic was a bitch. Trafalgar Square was totally solid.
Yeah, it would be.
Yes, you're right. Hampstead is dead. Trevnan, Petey Hall, and Harry Pinter chantering on about theatre, yada, yada, yada. Worse than seeing their work. I hope things are really swinging here.
There aren't quite as many people as I'd hoped.
Oh, well, if I know bohemian types, they'll probably roll up after midnight just to prove how unconventional they are.
Giles, I'm ready for action. Where's the party?
Well, is it... No, but your friend Tanya. I mean, can't you possibly forgive her for snogging Will Carling?
Her party's on a boat which left hours ago. You must know of a party somewhere. The pills are starting to work. In half an hour, I am going to be unbelievably horny.
Well, now you mention it, there is somewhere I know. I mean, it's a bit of a cab ride, but I think it'll be worth it.
Well, come on, Jude. Introduce me to everyone.
Ooh, where to start, really?
And so, the light industrial workshops of Blair Derry Road, one by one, fell silent. Until finally, the solitary whoosh of the last Streatham rivet press could be heard. And this is it.
Who's that?
That's David, my flatmate.
He's one hell of a performance artist.
Wait, shush, everybody, shush. It's Big Ben. It's starting to chime.
It's New Year, Jude. We've got to snog now.
No, Tim,
come on, it's a chance at midnight. You've got to.
Oh, you and he obviously have a thing going.
No!
Hey, it's cool. I'm just happy to be here. I've seen more passion in 5 minutes than I did in Hampstead in 2 hours.
Fooled you. I recorded that one.
Oh!
Mulled wine. I feel fine because I drink mulled wine.
You need a toastie to soak some of that up.
Hey! Whoa! You see? The party is hotting up.
Stay here. Don't talk to anyone. I'll be back in a minute.
Jude!
So, you've come grovelling back here then, have you?
Jude, meet Lizzie. Lizzie, this is Jude.
Whoa! What's going on here? Is she your girlfriend or something?
No!
He just lives here. You said you lived in Kensington!
Yes, I do. Not now, exactly. I mean, more in the immediate future, but...
I've been lured to South London under false pretences. I suppose there's no one famous here either. Where's the bloody phone? I need to call a cab.
Charming girl.
It wasn't a charm I was interested in.
Oops, did I blow the gaff on that?
No, she's just upset because I didn't get us into that swanky party. At least I think that's what it is, hard to tell. In the cab over here, she ingested the most alarming cocktail of psychoactive narcotics I've ever seen.
Well, your evening sounds a breeze compared to mine. Here is a social disaster of Krakatoan proportions.
Oh, dear.
I told Christoph that Streatham is where all the up-and-coming writers live, and he's in there with David, Tim, and Tim's cousin.
All right, shall I go in and pretend to be a really interesting avant-garde, cutting-edge sculptor or something like that?
It's too late. You are about to enter a social hell zone.
Oh, Judith, I adore this rivet press. Can we play it again, David? Oh, I've got to set my next play in this workshop. I see David as the lead.
I thought I was going to play the lead.
Oh, no, different play, Jude. We are in the world of light industrial workshops. You were in a pagan sex ritual.
And you, I take it, are Christoph Tozer?
You're famous.
Yeah, he's a baldy kid and all.
Ah, direct conversation. I like that.
Come and get your toasties. Wait for the lovely toasties.
Ooh.
Well, if you ask me, Jude, they all seem to be getting on swimmingly.
I feel really sick.
Ah, I spoke too soon.
Oh, hold on. I'll get a bucket.
Oh, everyone has started. How do you know that's not one of my recordings?
No, David, please don't make me laugh.
You drank too much.
I know.
I've seen all your plays. I think you're really clever.
That's very perceptive for one so young.
I'm always told that I'm quite advanced for my years.
Who is that dreadful girl you brought in?
Piers's cousin. I think he stitched me up. Bastard!
She's already snogging Christoph.
Ah, well, there but for the grace of God.
Another year begins.
You know, sometimes it is possible just to look at the world and realise that I don't have all that much to be depressed about, really.
Yes.
You got a fag?
I thought you were giving up.
Well, I think constancy is virtue all on its own, don't you?
Yes. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jude.
If you're so clever, why aren't you rich? Was written by Paul Shearer and Richard Turner and starred Tony Slattery, Paul Bigley and Amanda Root. Other parts were played by Kerry Shale, Simon Greenall, Deborah Stevenson, Fiona Allen, Richard Turner and Paul Shearer. The theme music was composed by Pete Bakey. The producer was Claire Jones.